You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Week 2 of OTAs is in the books. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me for this week's edition of Mason's Mailbag. And a special thank you to all of you who sent your best wishes to me this week, because I was incapacitated for a bit. I was out with an appendectomy, but I'm back on the field. The Broncos wrapped up OTA workouts on Thursday. And now, let's get to your questions to end the week. First question from Mike Johnson, who asks, can Brock Osweiler step in and succeed if the Broncos need him? It's a good question, and it's one that, frankly, I don't think we're going to have the answer to unless he gets out there and plays this year. You know, he's seeing some reps with the first team when the Broncos give a lot of their key starters days to rest. He's getting some extra reps. Guys like Virgil Green and C.J. Anderson, veterans that have been around, are commending his leadership and how he's grown and how he has more command in the huddle. But that's out here in practice. Translating to the actual game, it's something completely different. I wish I could tell you that if the Broncos have to go with Brock Osweiler at some point this year, that there's going to be no drop-off. But you can't reasonably expect that, and we don't know that unless he gets out there. And really, that's what's going to make it kind of tough to judge, you know, whether you give him a contract after this year, you know, if he doesn't get on the field. Now, if you actually see some game time, then you're going to have some game reps to work with, and you're going to know whether he's worth that extension. But, I think obviously the more relevant thing is how well he plays, and you're really not going to know unless he gets out on the field. So far, the indications are good. He's showing progress, but again, it's June. We're going to know a lot more, I think, beginning in the preseason. And then in the regular season, I think we'll find out if he has to go play when, as they say, the live bullets start flying. Our next question is from Twitter, from @AO350Legend, and he asks, if healthy, do you think our defense can be number one in the league this year? If healthy, it can be, but I really don't think you should be focused on being number one in the league. That ranking is based off of total yardage allowed. The Broncos were among the league leaders in that last year, also in 2012, not so much in 2013. But really, if you're going to look at measuring the success of this defense, look at points on the board, look at turnovers forced, look at sack rate. You want big plays from this defense. Last year, it was stingy in terms of allowing yards, but gave up a fair amount of points and a fair amount of big plays and didn't force takeaways and didn't get explosive plays. That's what you want to change. You want game-changing plays from the defense. That's something Wade Phillips has focused on out here, and I think you're going to see more of that. So don't worry about being number one in the league rankings. Worry about being number one in sack rate, takeaway rate. The Broncos do that, they'll be in good shape. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. Use the hashtag AskMace or go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.